This November, 7 states will vote on whether to cut taxes. The biggest ballot measure by far is the one in Massachusetts, where voters could choose to nix the state personal income tax altogether. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
It could be the biggest tax revolt here since the Boston Tea Party. What started as a small libertarian effort is getting a boost from all the melancholy economic news. Christina Nielsen is playing that violin. The freelance musician is worried about getting work as the economy sours. Her husband's in the next room, in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis. Nielsen thinks there's plenty of waste in state government to put money back in their hands.
We could use that money very nicely. In one way, we could provide assistance to him that we might not otherwise be able to provide him.
If the ballot measure passes, voters like Nielsen would get to keep the 5.3% of their income that they pay to Massachusetts each year. It would also cut $12 billion in funding to the state. That's about 40% of its current budget.
We understand that people are having a tough time, and times are tough, but there's no question it will make it worse.
Steve Crawford is spokesman for a group of unions that consider the ballot measure fiscal insanity. If it passes, he says, state services would go to pot. Already, some government officials are threatening to raise property and sales taxes if the income tax is repealed. Here's Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
Don't let people fool you. We're not going to have any. You won't have to pay taxes. That's a lot of hogwash. You pay one way or the other. It costs money to run government. Costs a lot of money to run government.
That's the type of talk that earned the state the reputation of Taxachusetts back in the 70s and 80s. Truth be told, the state now ranks closer to the middle of the pack when it comes to the personal tax burden. But the anti-tax movement nationally hopes to score a symbolic victory here that could spark similar measures in other states. Grover Norquist is a Massachusetts native who now heads Americans for Tax Reform, a Washington lobby group.
Hetty Kennedy, John Kerry, Massachusetts, voting to repeal the income tax, says if you can do it in Massachusetts, you can do it anywhere.
Both sides expect the vote to be close, and they agree. The more nerve-wracking the economy gets, the more likely Massachusetts residents will vote themselves a tax cut. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
There are dozens of other initiatives facing voters this year. In the mix, a California proposition boosting law enforcement spending and another banning gay marriage. Arizona and Florida also vote on gay marriage bans. Iowa may change its ban against voting by a, quote, idiot or insane person to instead bar, quote, a person adjudged mentally incompetent to vote. In Colorado alone, there are 14 measures. One would largely ban affirmative action. Another looks to challenge Roe v. Wade by defining a person as, quote, any human being from the moment of fertilization. Colorado's Referendum L would lower the age for serving in the state legislature to 21. That's just old enough to drink at saloons, saloons defined as bars without food service. Then again, Colorado doesn't allow saloons. Though, that too could change if Referendum N passes. And finally, Referendum O would make it harder to amend the Constitution via the ballot, but make it even easier to change laws.